Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Chaim Lieberperson.
I'm a Jewish educator in Miami, and my story is about connection, something the Jewish people call Jewish geography. And part of my job is to point out things that mean something historically. I teach kids. That's what I do as an educator. So this classroom is a very small class, about 8 kids. And usually I describe all the objects at once by letting them run around and find them in a scavenger hunt. But this time it was very mellow and intimate, and I decided to walk them around. And I was pointing out a very special object that had to do with Mount Sinai Hospital. And I decided to interject, you know, that I was born at Mount Sinai Hospital, but in Manhattan. Apparently Mount Sinai is a common name for a Jewish hospital. There are several throughout the land. So, I said also my son was born Mount Sinai on Miami Beach, to connect specifically to the object. Added my 2 cents, and lo and behold, a chaperone comes out of the shadows. She hadn't said a word for an hour. And says, hey, I was born in Mount Sinai, New York, too. And then I stopped and I paused because I was of a fluid mindset. And I said, yeah, but not in 1965. You know, I'm looking her up and down, like, does she look as old as me? Do I look too old for my age? Do I look young? Does she look terrible? Anyway, and she says, yeah, 1965. And I took a half breath and I said, yeah, but not January 1965. I'm trying to get on with whatever I was doing, going to the next object. And she said, oh, yes, January. And then I froze for a moment, and I said, wound it up, and said, but not January 17th, 1965. And she said, absolutely. We did hug each other. We did hug each other, and almost unconsciously, as it is today with cell phones everywhere, I handed my phone to somebody and said, take a picture. And we proceeded. I don't know what all the kids thought, but I hope they got some of the magic trickle down from it all. So to me, that is the greatest Jewish geography story ever told, insofar that I met somebody who was born in the same place, the same day, same time. You know, the astrologists would go wild, you know, with all the aspects of it all. But what's really cool about it is the math of it all, that I had to, like, interject just that one point, and this person had to come from Fort Myers on this day. Yeah, I've gone many times pointing out the same object without saying anything about myself. And the mathematical odds of her being there to hear that and to respond, it was truly special.
Hi, I'm Lieberperson with a story about meeting someone with the same birthday.
And the same birthplace.
A lot of people born on our same birthdays, but meeting someone randomly in a different state, born in the same hospital, that's interesting.
There's two kinds of stories going on here in this lovely little slice of life story. One is the story of coincidence. People are saying to me all the time, what an incredible coincidence, such and such just happened. And I am the party pooper. I will say the odds are not that high.
I mean, it's not magic.
And it's not fate. In other words, what I tend to say, the party pooper that I am, is think of all the times this didn't happen. Think of the millions of people you met who weren't born on the same day. So you have a 1 out of 365 chance that when you find out somebody's birthday, it's the same day as yours. It's not that big a deal. And I learned that that kind of story, the coincidence story, was ruined for me for all times reading a book by a mathematician called Enumeracy. It's the mathematical equivalent to illiteracy. What we don't know about percentages, what we don't know about ratios, etc. So that was my party pooper part of the discussion.
I'm convinced that I could have won a lot of money in the lottery if I kept on playing my numbers.
And we'll deal with that off air, Michael. But anyhow, the odds of being born in the same hospital and on the same day, now those odds are much higher. And there comes in that other story that Chaim interspersed.
The long-lost sister?
The long-lost twin, you mean?
Long lost twin?
No, he interjects this story, not a beginning, middle, and end story, but a way of thinking, a narrative that Jews have all over the world, which he names Jewish geography. And Jewish geography means, in simple terms, that all Jews are related in some way. I don't know why it's called Jewish geography. It actually should be called, if not Jewish genealogy, then Jewish 6 degrees of Jewish separation, except it's like 2 degrees of Jewish separation. So we have this thing among Jews that if you have a bunch of Jews in a room, there will be some connection. And people will always say, ha, Jewish geography.
Well, if you believe it, we're all related to Adam.
Well, there's that too. Everybody on, if you believe everybody, all humankind is related, we have ancestors in Africa somewhere. So there are two contradictory stories. It's a beautiful example of storytelling in this simple story that Chaim tells, because they kind of contradict. Why? One says, isn't it amazing? What are the odds? The other says, well, we're Jewish. Of course we have a connection. And I love the fact that now they are Facebook friends. In the era of Facebook, people will not be lost to each other. This chance meeting may turn into who knows what.
It's funny because I've never heard that term before, Jewish geography.
Maybe it's you were born down here. Maybe it's a northerner thing, or maybe you haven't been involved in a lot of Jewish groups. I don't know. But it is something I hear again and again, especially when I was young. I heard people talk about that.
I found the story kind of humorous. I did think it was going to become a lost twin at first, but it was funny how this woman just kept on saying, yeah, me too.
Well, actually, it's interesting that you say that, because this station aired an interview with Danny Shapiro, who found out her father was not her father through Ancestry.com. We have more and more people who are finding out things about their past. So we are primed for that story. It wouldn't have been so shocking, because more and more, Danny Shapiro wrote a book about this, and more we're hearing people find out things about long-lost relatives or their family history in some way, or their personal history. But here, this wasn't a relative. This was just a being at the same place at the same time.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil@fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Just click on radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.